This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, leading the league in podcasting entertainment.
Hello, football fans, and welcome to the Onside Kick. My name is Ricky Widmer, and I'm not here with Mark Weber.
Usually
I would say, hey, I'm here with Mark Weber, but I'm not. I've got a new crew here. I'm here with Sean Anderson.
Dub them East.
And making your onside kick return, Dave. You got Dave
Long
Oster
awaited.
Here.
You're returning the onside kick?
A two-year return. He hasn't been on an onside kick in 2 years.
Well, it was a joke because like you're returning
you're
the
returning
onside kick.
You're returning the onside kick. Yeah.
I get it now. I did one right
See,
over
the
my
comedy
head.
Has been up now. It went, Mark's
it went right over my head.
Yeah, let's say,
like
new cast nothing. I'm old.
Much like Brandon Bostic.
Brandon Bostic. But we're here doing a kind of special pseudo onside kick because I'm happy again. I'm no longer depressed from Tuesday's
Are you really, dude. Though? Are you telling yourself this so you don't cry on the inside?
No, I was like, if you listened to the Teddy Bridgewater segment, you could tell in my voice that I was destroyed.
I walked out of the studio and I saw Ricky walk coming in, and Ricky's just like, I need a hug.
I assumed
wrist slit like that day.
If I could have at my desk, I probably would.
Oh,
like
man.
I was sitting there at my work desk, like. Sunken,
this man lives Viking, Sean. Don't give me that look. He lives for the
you
Vikings.
Know what?
I mean, Brady went down and I wasn't that. I mean, like,
You were a lot younger.
Yeah, when I found out Brady went down, the first thing I did was go to the bathroom, yeah. But I was pretty unconscious at that point. So
you had just woke up.
I like, literally woke up, Ricky comes in, he's like, yo, Brady's done for this. He's just like, hang on one sec. Come back, he's like, what the fuck?
I was watching that, and then I just remember just crying a lot.
It took time to process.
I cried a lot. I was at a young state. If Brady went down now, I would be pissed
off.
No,
but it was, with me, the way I described it was, I wasn't depressed. I was sports depressed. And now I'm not sports depressed anymore because, yeah, my team
not a true fan.
Went out
you
and...
You got the golden boy.
Well, I mean, my team went out, if you haven't heard, Sam Bradford, now a Minnesota Viking. They send a first overall pick and right now a fourth over to the Eagles. However, if the Vikings make the NFC Championship
Which
game,
they won't.
That fourth becomes a third. I don't know. I had them pegged in the NFC Championship game with Teddy Two Gloves.
You also had the Colts
and
in
then,
your Super Bowl last year.
Two gloves, no knees.
And then if they win the Super Bowl, that fourth becomes a second round pick. I don't know what you guys think. I don't think this is that move. Like, it's a great move for the Eagles. They get their first round pick back.
Yeah.
For the Vikings, I don't get why everyone's so like, oh, this is a bad move. Shouldn't have done it.
Well, okay. This is what I'm saying because we argued about this in our group chat with everyone from MVP. And the thing is the Eagles won this no matter what. Sam Bradford goes out, wins the Super Bowl with the Eagles. Doesn't matter. You win. Doesn't matter
at
all.
You got your first round pick back.
And you traded a quarterback that did not want to be in Philadelphia that has a ton of injuries. You're able to start your young quarterback or you're able to rely on Chase Daniels.
Right now the report is Wentz will start week one if healthy.
Yeah, but the thing is you don't have that high expectations now. And the Eagles win this no matter what because you're getting a first round draft pick. And you know, a top 32 pick is a great pick no matter what. And you know, you lost that with trading for Carson Wentz this year. So I think the thing is that the Eagles won this no matter what, and the way the Vikings win this is if he stays healthy, if Sam Bradford can stay healthy, and that's a lot to ask from Sam Bradford.
Yeah, but I mean, with me, I look at
he hasn't played a full season since 2012,
but the way I kind of see it is you couldn't have a lost season. You could not go into this season and have it be a washed season, a 7-9, not make the playoffs and get a medium pick. You couldn't have that.
And why not, Ricky? I mean, this is a team that has just been mediocre for the last decade, pretty much. And it's a shame because they have the best running back, well, the best questionable running back in the league still, in Adrian
top
Peterson.
Top three running back, without a doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. That's easy enough. And then they've been building up this defense. I mean, they were priming themselves for a deep run. And I just felt like Teddy was still between him and his wide receivers, there's a weak link on this team was that offense moving the ball. And I'll be honest, Teddy wasn't that impressive at quarterback. Sam Bradford comes in town is already like about the same, maybe a slight upgrade almost.
Well, but that's like
if he stays healthy.
If he stays healthy, that's a lot to ask from Sam Bradford.
And I get like, and I get that the thing,
and I get that
he was drafted like, in 2010 and played two full seasons.
Sean, this is the thing that in you mentioned in our group text messages with everyone from MVP. This is why I just wanted to wring your fucking
and
neck.
I get that
it's one of the things
you
where
bought a Ferrari where the wheels keep coming off.
I understand.
I don't know if I call it a Ferrari either.
Well, okay, you bought it. Well, you're acting like it's a Ferrari. All right, fine.
Can we call him like a Dodge Charger?
Yeah, you bought a Dodge Charger and the wheels kept falling off. And you know, Teddy Bridgewater was that real, you know, that Toyota who, you know, his engine might start a couple times for it. You know, he's not that great of a guy. He's not going to be, you know, that guy that you just bought and he's starting up right away. But he's a guy who can be consistent for you. Sam Bradford, it's either you're getting a Dodge Charger or the wheels are falling off ACL's torn.
It's one of those things where, yes, I understand staying healthy is... it's important, but it's important for everybody. The example I use is what just fucking happened Tuesday.
Okay.
Injuries can happen to anybody. Yes, I know the risks are higher.
Yes,
for
some people are more predisposed to injuries, and as someone who has been injured multiple times in their career,
but
not only professionally, but in college as well, I think that there are some serious concerns about Sam Bradford.
If you're the Vikings, you had to make this move. You
have to go for Sam Bradford?
Best available.
Okay.
Is he really?
Who would you think is better?
Real quick. Last year, didn't play a full season because of a shoulder injury. That started back in college. So he's already dealing with a shoulder injury here, and we don't know how many hits he can take because, you know, Teddy Bridgewater's been hit a ton of times. He's been hit over 36 times in both of his seasons. He didn't even play a full season in the first year. So with, you know, Sam Bradford, you don't know how that shoulder's going to take up taking damage because that's how he was hurt last year, was going down to the ground. And then also, you got to talk about this knee. Hurt his ACL twice, missed all of 2014 because of an ACL injury. You're dealing with that with Teddy Bridgewater, who just tore his ACL. He did, much in a nastier way, but
couldn't enter this season with Sean Hill as your quarterback.
But with Sam Bradford, you're putting in this position because of injuries. You're bringing in a guy in Sam Bradford who cannot stay healthy. I mean, it's not like a thing where, oh, you know, you got to worry about injuries with everyone. This is a thing where you have to worry about injuries, and this is the thing. It's not Sam Bradford's a great quarterback. Sam Bradford can be a great quarterback if he's on the field, and that's
but
a lot to ask
from
him.
But is this also something like, and this is the thing I mentioned in our group text, this is the best team, could be the best team that Bradford's ever been on. I mean, this is team is better than that Eagles team, which was way better than that Rams team.
I don't know. His last year on the Rams, when he only played 7 games in 2013, he was 14-4, touchdowns and interceptions. He was having a great year. And he had some guys who, you know, I think his presence there made them better. So, honestly, it's going to be very good. He's got a much better running back this year. The defense is
a
on about the same level.
A running back that he played with in college.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, what is that? That does nothing for you. There's no... No,
there's a little bit of familiarity just having been on the same team together.
1 year, 8 years. They played together for 1 year, 8 years ago. It's not that big of a deal. But the thing that you did bring up was that it's the best team that he's played on. In Philadelphia, went 7-7. His best 2 years in St. Louis was his first year, 7-9. And then his second year, we went 7-8-1.
Like,
I don't
personnel and
I don't
the
disagree.
Expectations.
I don't disagree. This is the best team that Sam Bradford has been on. That doesn't mean that they can keep him healthy because of that. Just because he might have a better offensive line, which I don't really think so, because Teddy Bridgewater's been hit in the past, you know, 2 seasons more than Sam Bradford's ever been hit this season.
I just think, like, in my mind, I think of why worry about something that hasn't happened yet?
Because it can happen.
Well, no. It could happen. And I'm talking about the injury. Like, you saying, oh, he could get injured this year. Well, he hasn't gotten injured this year.
Okay.
So let's not worry about it until it happened. Because if we sit there and worry about it, Dave, then we're going to be sitting there going, well, are we going to win the Super Bowl? Are we not going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, you're not. I can just save you the trouble. I can save you the trouble.
4 days ago,
it's not
happening. But I was very, very depressed.
See,
I don't want to go back there.
The thing with Sam, well, if you don't want to go back there, then why are you so high on the Sam Bradford thing? The reason
it sounds
I'm
like you're trying to sell yourself on Sam Bradford being the solution.
I'm selling myself. It's... would I rather have Teddy Bridgewater? Yes. Is Sam Bradford like the golden boy that's going to lead us to the Super Bowl? Not him alone, but I am now back to a place
is
where...
is this like the Trent Dilfer argument if anybody can do it?
No. This is my argument of Tuesday when we did our revised NFL playoff predictions. I said, fine, you know what? Throw my 3 NFC North team playoff thing out the window because the Vikings aren't making the playoffs. This is me saying, yeah, he's got to stay healthy, but with a healthy Sam Bradford, we can make the playoffs again. And in the playoffs, anything can happen.
Again, Ricky, I'm not disagreeing with you. Sam Bradford is a good quarterback.
No, I know.
When healthy.
He's a slightly above average. I wouldn't even say good.
I get the whole... I'm kind of an asshole about it.
If you listen back to 2014, yeah. I'm a little...
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, I believe, was the exact
for
quote.
His torn ACL. Yeah. Just a little bit of salt.
It was a good move, I believe, you also said.
Again, when healthy, he usually throws more touchdowns than interception. That's a good sign on the quarterback. But
Teddy Bridgewater didn't even have that much of a difference.
Again, when healthy is a lot to ask for Sam Bradford, and that's all I'm saying.
I think I get why you're harping on it, but it's like, you know what? Yeah, it's a concern, but let's worry about if it happens.
It's like the
joke. It's a huge if.
It's like the joke with the Dallas Cowboys and St. Louis Rams. They're gonna go 8-8. They might shock you. You know, Dallas might make the playoffs and go 11-5. St. Louis might shock you and go 9-7. But you know, if you're taking the bet, if you're saying, you know, this team's gonna go 8-8 or 7-9 or 9-7, I would take that bet because that's what the Cowboys and St. Louis Rams have done for a history. The history shows Sam Bradford has an injury problem.
The thing I'm kind of not confused with, because I understand why some people may be like, whoa, why did we give up a first? However, I'm sitting here as a Vikings fan. I'm looking at it from the good side. If we make the playoffs...
If you make the playoffs and Sam Bradford is your quarterback.
Yeah, if we make the playoffs, Sam Bradford stays healthy. I would say we win, like, for us ourselves, it's a win for us. And it's a draft pick where it's like, okay, I'm not super mad at losing it. Plus, I mean, we don't know. This all needs to play out. It hasn't played out yet. We don't know if we get to draft day and the Vikings package something together to try to trade back in for, let's say, a 32nd pick like they did when we drafted Teddy. We could still have a chance to do something like that. Like, there's a lot of pieces that still need to happen. Yeah, we gave up a first-round pick, but we needed to because we couldn't let this season go by as a wasted season.
It's a bad trade if you don't make the playoffs. That's the only way. You can't really argue that. If you trade this first round draft pick, that can either help you get a running back for the future because, you know, AP's not getting any younger. We know the 30 year mark for running backs.
I'm not gonna say it wouldn't be a bad trade, but it would be one of those bad trades where I'm sitting there going, well, I can't be mad at us for pulling that trigger.
If Sam Bradford stays healthy and you go 9-7 and you just miss the playoffs,
then it's different.
I would say that's not a bad trade because you made the chance and you took a bold chance, and that's something you want to see in your franchise.
But what if he gets injured and you don't make the playoffs?
Then we all
point and go told you so. Yeah, you go, well, exactly. It's all we could do.
Well, exactly.
I'm not mad either way.
But the big thing here is like you said, it's timing-wise. And with Adrian Pearson coming to, theoretically, the back half of his career, I mean, he's over 30. He hit that magical line of sand where running backs no longer become productive. You know, I'd like to think that he will drop off a little bit, probably. I mean, it's impossible for this man to lose, but still, he's going to drop off. And then going forward, you need to answer the question of, all right, so if our best offensive weapon is getting worse and he's going to end up retiring in the next couple of years, and Teddy Bridgewater, I almost call him Teddy Two Gloves again.
Just do it. Or Teddy Bridge over troubled waters.
Well, that bridge has a troll right now. but look, right... And the other thing is, if he comes back, when he comes back, how good is he going to be? Because everybody's now talking about how horrible this injury was and how after 1 year you're going to be like, best case scenario, you're 85% of the person you were. Look, Teddy wasn't a standout player to begin with, so I don't know how much an 85% of an average quarterback in this league will be.
And I know,
off 2 years off.
Sean, you don't even have to fucking say it because I'm going to say it already. If he can stay healthy.
I said it.
We got that. We don't have to say it again.
Yep.
But if you look at the contract from Bradford, if he can stay healthy, we got him then for 2 years. He's not a free agent until 2018. So Teddy can come back in his 9-12, start to rehab the injury, and then take an entire another season to rehab. And we have a quality answer, hopefully, who can then, okay, we'll let you walk off and Teddy can come back.
Let's say Roger Goodell goes into the settings and turns off injuries for this year. And Sam Bradford goes in and he performs like he usually does. Mm-hmm. This defense lives up to expectations. Adrian Peterson doesn't hit that line. Mm-hmm. They make the playoffs. And then you have Sam Bradford, injuries turned off again next season. He's your starter. You make Teddy sit out. then, you know, he gets you to the playoffs again.
Teddy would sit out because it's a about 9 to 12 months just to get back to rehab.
My point is, you're going to wait 2 years for Teddy Bridgewater, and Sam Bradford just took you to the playoffs 2 years in a row. You wouldn't go back to the guy who just got you back to the playoffs for two years in a row, and the guy who just been sitting out on the sidelines for 2 years?
That's a decision that we're going to have to make then.
Well, what would you make in that decision?
I'm just saying it gives us a quality quarterback that if we did want to go back to Teddy, we could.
See, I think it was a lot of value for a big risk. It's high risk, high reward. And that's the thing. If you make the playoffs, you won the trade. You won part of the trade. You got two winners in that trade because the Eagles are winning this no matter what. You get a first round pick for a guy who didn't even want to be in your city. The thing though is if you make the playoffs as the Vikings, you win this trade. If you don't, you lose this trade. If Sam Bradford gets injured, you lose both because you're not going to make the playoffs. Sean Hill's your starting quarterback, and Sam Bradford got injured, so you don't have that reassurance or that kind of contingency. Yeah, that contingency for next year because Sam Bradford is going to be coming off an injury. Teddy Bridgewater is be coming off an injury. You're still going to have Sean Hill as your backup. You're going to need to look
for no future plans
for something, and you won't have a first round draft pick to get a quarterback who might be able to start.
Yeah, but do we have to get the? That's the thing. With Sam Bradford's contract, with him being a free agent not until 2018, let's say he is healthy. Let's say Teddy's not the answer then. He doesn't come back. He's not a quarterback. Do we have to draft that quarterback in 2017 where we gave away that pick? Or could we do it that 2018 season?
Well, you could, but then again, you're going to go back 2 years ago where you just brought in Teddy Bridgewater. You're going to be a team that's not going to be that prevalent of a team in the NFC, and you're going to be looking at a team with, Sam Bradford's gone, Teddy Bridgewater's gone. You're going to have a rookie quarterback starting Adrian Peterson and the level he's playing at. Yeah.
And I mean, with the diminished AP, I get the age of 30 in running backs. I can't say he'll be fine.
Dirk's
he
slow. Could.
Well, rules are out the window for Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. I mean, the man came back from snapping the ACL, and was one of the greatest seasons.
Which I'm kind of, there's in the back of my mind, I'm thinking maybe it's something in the water
He could just pull a Barry, though, and be like, you know what, I'm sick of this shit. Like, Megatron just retired. Nobody saw that coming. He could do the same thing.
Yeah, but Megatron, like, if you listen to his interview that he had with, I think it was E60, that was something totally, where they started getting into the pain medication side of it. And
you don't think Adrian Peterson takes a beating?
Yeah. All NFL players.
I mean, he gives it back to his son, but still.
we're not gonna make any of those jokes. But the one thing I do want to hit is the one thing, and this is all coming from that text message group that we had with the six of us. It got into a conversation of who else could the Vikings have gotten in. To me, it's Sam Bradford is the best option. Yeah, you could have gotten Michael Vick, but I don't he doesn't really fit the system to me.
Real quick, Vick is done. Quit bringing up Vick.
He tried out. That's the only reason why I brought him up.
He tried out, but I can try out for the Vikings quarterback spot. I'm not going to get it either.
I don't think you could. Me before you.
You guys got a starting quarterback in the NFL.
But the two.
That's what you got.
But the two that I do think of, one that just got cut.
Who just signed with the Cowboys.
Was Mark Sanchez.
Who just signed with the Cowboys.
And Colin Kaepernick. And the thing is, great for the Cowboys. They can get somebody who sucks. That's great for them. But Mark Sanchez, to me, I don't want a guy who couldn't win a job that was handed to him. He lost to Trevor Siemian.
What if Trevor Siemian's better than you think he is?
No. I'm not. Whatever. If he's
what if Trevor
better,
Siemian shits on Teddy Bridgewater?
No, I'm just saying.
Because I think he has every opportunity to do that his rookie year.
Dave. I'm not comparing him to Teddy Bridgewater. I'm saying Mark Sanchez was basically how it went was,
he was hand-picked.
Here's the starting job. Oh, wait. No, you lost it. Here's the guy. Like, he was the guy who was supposed it was like
to if, be fair, Sanchez did everything you expected him to do in that preseason. Like, what I saw out there was Mark Sanchez. I wasn't surprised by his performance.
It was like if an election was rigged and the person that it was rigged for still lost. But that's what it was like.
Maybe it's just them expecting too much out of him because he played exactly what you thought he would have.
One thing we can bring in is that Mark Sanchez and Sam Bradford played with the same exact team last year. Same exact team, same exact personnel. You know, Bradford went down, Sanchez had to step in. If you look at their numbers and how different they were, you know, Sam Bradford obviously played more games. Sam Bradford, 65% completion percentage. And the big thing you said you want is Sam Bradford to be, very, very accurate.
Well, that's the North Turner offense. You got to be accurate.
The thing with Sanchez, 64.8. I mean, very, very close there. You know, if you look at Bradford and Sanchez's numbers, four touchdowns to four interceptions for Sanchez, 19 to 14 for Sam Bradford. I think that.
But here's the thing about Sanchez. He's got to be, he's the kind of quarterback that needs to be managed.
You got Adrian Peterson, so it's easy to do that.
But I'm saying I don't want a guy where it's like there's that little bit of percent of are we going to see a catastrophic play here?
Well, okay.
I don't get that feeling with Sam Bradford.
If not when.
Yeah,
it's when.
Well, okay. Yeah, I agree. We know the butt fumble. But
I mean interceptions. Like, it's predictable.
Well, interceptions, too. But if you're making in 2014, 14 for 11, he hasn't corrected his interception mistakes. He hasn't corrected his playmaking ability. But then again, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater wasn't the most,
I'd say 14-11. Well, let's see. Teddy last year, 14-12.
See, you don't need Mark Sanchez to come in here and throw the ball down the field. You just need him to hand the ball off.
Game manager.
And the thing with Mark Sanchez, he has playoff experience. Sam Bradford doesn't have that at all. Mark Sanchez has that. Mark Sanchez has been to two AFC championships. As much as we don't like it, as much as I don't like it as a Patriots fan.
How did he get there? Was it a solid run game and a good defense?
Sounds about right.
I would take, but that's the one thing I mentioned.
You don't have to give up a first for that. You can get future plans.
But that's
for that.
What I mentioned when me and Mark were texting. Mark's like, "Oh, you could have went with Mark Sanchez." If Mark Sanchez was still the Mark Sanchez from 2010, 2011, when that happened, fine, I'll take him. Or 2009.
You do realize that he was 12 touchdowns and 20 picks that year
in 2009.
Yeah,
I would take the no. That no, one is like Mark
he has
Sanchez,
learned a lot and he's grown.
Mark Sanchez is not the guy
been on
I
good
want.
Teams.
I don't want Mark Sanchez anymore.
But the thing is, I don't think anyone wants Mark Sanchez as a starting quarterback. But the thing is he's better than Sean Hill, and he's cheaper than Sam Bradford. And with Mark Sanchez, how many times you've said, "Oh, this guy can't stay healthy"? You don't have to say that with Mark Sanchez.
You can't.
You might be able to say he can't stay on the field, but
because he keeps throwing picks, because
he keeps throwing picks. But the thing is, he can at least stay on the field consistently. And last year, he didn't have a terrible season. Was he great? No, but you didn't need him to be great.
He's consistent.
And one thing with I just
think with Mark Sanchez, it would be a lot from the coaching staff to you've got to really set him up for this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. With Sam Bradford, you don't have to.
How much?
I kind of want to say baby him, but I kind of don't want
to
say baby.
But also, you have to baby him because you're like, all right, Sam. If you've been staying in that pocket for more than 4 seconds, throw it away. Because
you throw it somewhere.
You can't get hit.
Don't run.
But the
whatever
second,
you do, don't run.
The second quarterback we brought up.
Got to work on sliding for years.
I think it was you that brought it up, Sean, in our group text was Colin Kaepernick.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Kaepernick, the thing is, real quick about Sanchez. With Simeon, you want a passing offense because you have so many weapons in Denver for a passing offense. So if Simeon's a better thrower and making better decisions, yeah, go with Simeon. Yep. But with Sanchez, you don't need him to make those big passes. You rely on your run game. With Kaepernick, though, if you look at him, if we're worrying about sacks and we're worrying about Sam Bradford being under pressure, Sam Bradford doesn't have the same mobility as Colin Kaepernick.
The thing with Kaepernick is it does not, like, his play on the field does not factor into why the Vikings would have passed on him.
Well, yeah, but I mean, outside of that, I mean, if you mentioned something that no NFL team wants him. Well, the 49ers kept him on Saturday, and he's still making a lot of money here.
And he man up as their starter at the end of all this.
Yeah, and I think with Colin Kaepernick is, if you look at him, he's going to be a cheaper option than Sam Bradford, because, I mean, you could still say they have Blaine Gabbert, and they're kind of iffy. So if they're like, hey, we'll give you a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick or something like that, then you'll be able to get Colin Kaepernick. And Kaepernick can at least be very accurate with his passes, because even last year, where he's pretty bad. He had 59% completion percentage. The year before, he had 60%. The year before, in 2012, he had 62%.
But what you
and
get
he's
is
got,
a dynamic player.
That's what I was bringing up.
Absolutely. He's athletic, out of this world athleticism, and he gives you more opportunities to win than lose. But he will extend plays. He will. The problem with him is he hasn't had a supporting cast around him, and
that's all great and fine, but with Kaepernick, it has nothing. Like, we could talk X's and O's with Kaepernick till we're blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
It was NFL Live. I can't remember the player that they said, but what the kind of conversation was that most of the execs in the NFL, he is now the most hated among most execs. And there was one comment that was made, yet again, I can't remember the player, but they're like, oh, he's more hated than this player. And someone goes, isn't that the one that killed his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously. Well, well that also.
You're more hated than
Greg Hardy had a job last year. So, I mean, obviously, you know, NFL executives don't have the greatest morals.
I was going to say, execs don't have morals. It's the one guy who is outspoken amongst the media. That's the only answer. Mm-hmm. Because he speaks in media, you are a hated person by an exec, because an exec, the perfect person, is someone who doesn't talk, who just does their job, and is completely silent
look at
the football field. That's all they want.
That brings me into, you sent me a video, and this is kind of off topic, but it's the same thing, mm-hmm. is you sent me the video of, oh, Cam spoke about Colin
Cam's
got
to be a top three hated person by execs.
Wait, no, he's not.
Oh, yeah, he is.
But
he's up there.
It's one of the things where you sent me that video, and I watched it, and I go, he didn't really answer anything.
That's
he kind of just danced around everything.
The good players, and the good players that executive likes are the politician types, mm-hmm. where you don't give an answer. You give something that sounds good. It's something that sounds good in the media.
Yeah. The Patriots are my carbon copy for that.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick does not want politics while he's talking X's and O's.
Like, Bill, what do you think about this? He's like,
The Greg Popovich and Bill Belichick mm-hmm. way of answering is, I don't care. It doesn't pertain to anything.
Yeah.
That's the best way to answer it. Yeah. And God forbid Colin Kaepernick wants to speak out, because, you know, he was probably thinking he's not going to have a roster spot. Now he does. But, you know, he was more like, I'll make something with the situation I have. And, you know, he did handle it very maturely in his last press conference, yeah. where he was saying, like, you know, I'll donate the first $1 million that I make to organizations that help.
But the Vikings
weren't
going to all that media circus.
Well, yeah, but I think, though, is the fact that, you know, if he still does that, I think the fact that it's kind of winding down a bit, and it's kind of slowing down a
he's
bit.
He's brought
because,
more control to it, too.
Yeah, he's brought more
matters.
Control to it, and it's been more of he's handled it better. So I think that if they were desperate enough, and the Vikings are, I think they might have taken that chance.
But I don't think we're that desperate. I don't think we were that desperate to bring in...
Brought in Sam Bradford.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But Sam Bradford can come in... And
we're talking
not
about
have,
Mark Sanchez here.
Not have that. I would have brought in, if you gave me the choice, Mark Sanchez or Colin Kaepernick, I would have brought in Mark Sanchez.
Oh,
we
Kaepernick
all know.
Every day of the week.
No, I wouldn't, because of, as of right now, the kind of media coverage
that's
that you would bring in and the spotlight on it. You don't want that if you're a head coach.
That's fine.
And okay, let's stick even on the same team. Guess who performed this preseason? Christian Ponder. Another cheap option.
I would not take Ponder back.
Why not? He's an efficient quarterback who already... knows the guys on the team. He's a personality
fit.
Is it really
the same team that he was on? Because it's kind of a different team.
It's been a year, but a lot of the guys are there still.
That is to me, it's kind of like, if we're going that situation, it's kind of like that guy that goes, yeah, you know what? I'm just missing my girlfriend. I got to go back to the old. But then you're back with him, you go, holy shit, I remember why we broke up. You're fucking horrible.
Well,
but again,
this?
He's
for
not.
And, compared to Teddy Bridgewater, he's not horrible.
No. I'm saying
he's the
like,
same exact.
Us together, hey, you as a person, you may be fine, but us together, we just don't work.
How about
and
this?
That's how it would be.
How about you bring in a different former alum of the Vikings quarterbacks? Matt Cassel. Back up for the Tennessee Titans right now.
Vikings carousel?
Again, you're talking a lot about accuracy here.
I would have been mad with Castle, but
you're
I
talking
like
a lot
for a lot more, even with the injury question.
You're talking a lot about accuracy. Castle doesn't have that injury problem. He is older, but still, you want him to be accurate. Completed 58%
of
his passes.
That's the first quarterback you brought up that I'm like, okay, fine, I'd be fine with that.
Like, yeah, you're looking for Bradford. Again, Bradford is the best option if injuries are turned off. And you gave a lot up for him, but then again, if it pays off, it's, again, high risk, high reward. I think that reward is going to be hard to find, and really that reward is really if you make the playoffs. And that's a lot to ask for from Sad Bradford, who has been injured consistently, hasn't really lived up to that number one pick potential. And if you go with a guy like Matt Cassel or a guy like Mark Sanchez, it's not a sexy option, but you will still get a guy who can be consistent. You know what you're getting from mm-hmm. Sam Bradford, it's boom or bust.
The one thing I'm also thinking, and I'm kind of hoping, is that now with Sam Bradford kind of maybe thinking, hey, man, this is the best situation I've been in, let me kind of make the most of it, where maybe you bring in a Mark Sanchez. Yeah, you know, I've been in a good situation when I went to the AFC Championship. Sam Bradford's never been in this good of a situation.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, well, Colin Kaepernick is no... like, he's a guy, too, that's... he ain't what he used to be.
What?
He's not what he used to be.
I completely
he's on
disagree.
The decline.
Last year, he didn't have a team around him. Last year, that team was terrible. He didn't have a weapon. He didn't have a weapon at all. So I think,
and he also hasn't had a sense of security in that coaching staff. They've flipped out more guys, more offensive coordinators. He's never had the same system. He's always changed. He hasn't had a chance to progress because he hasn't been given that chance. Look, he is extremely athletic. He's talented. He can go out there and throw the ball. He needs to have some sort of support from the ownership, from the coaches. That's all he needs. And I think he'd be fine. And
he's not a guy I'd want on this team if I'm trying to – the goal is Super Bowl, so that's what I'll say, win a Super Bowl.
If I'm saying who would I rather be more confident
in – best winning chance?
If more confident in the ability on the field, I would say Colin Kaepernick over Sam Bradford just because I know I'm going to get Kaepernick on the field. I just think that's the biggest thing here. You were put in this situation because of injuries, because Teddy, and a non-contact injury, something in during practice, just blew up his knee completely. You're in this because of a guy who blew up his knee, and you bring in a guy who already blew up his knee 2 years ago, missed a season in 2014 because of it, and was dealing with shoulder injuries in college, and that's re-coming back last year and had him sit out 2 games. There's a lot there. If he stays healthy, Vikings are a playoff team. But that's a lot to ask.
Oh, I think that, and this is, I mean, you say it enough, you go, say it again if he stays healthy. But it's the way I see it, am I still confident that we're a top two team in the NFC? No.
No.
Am I confident that we'll win the division? Maybe, nope. but if we win the division, it'll have to be in the same style as last year, coming down to the last week. We're not a for sure winner like I thought we were with Teddy, but I do feel like if we win the division, maybe if we don't, we're a wild card team. I could see us getting to the divisional game in best case scenario, divisional game at the least.
Yeah,
are we going to the Super Bowl? I'll be honest, probably not. I got the Cardinals going to the Super Bowl from the NFC. This is their season if Carson Palmer can stay healthy.
Whoa. I thought you weren't allowed to say that phrase.
I kiss a death them, though, so that's the asterisk.
No, but I mean, the kiss you can't say if he stays healthy. That's even ragging on that all day. You can't say it.
The kiss of death is
Carson
the kiss
Palmer's
of death,
a walking
man.
Injury here.
Man, he could go down.
It's
him
almost like he has a history, which makes you
him
think
and Brady
that, you
are
know,
on injury watch this year.
Former number one overall pick who cannot stay healthy, who really has shown some
Weird.
Potential, but really never been able to hit that, kind of showed it last year.
What if we...
Weirdly weird similarities between him and Sam Bradford.
What if we see a health-like season from Bradford that we saw from from Carson Palmer last year.
What if we see from the year before from Palmer where he got injured in the second game? What if we see that in every other season in Cincinnati? I mean, we have one fluke season, basically. I think he had a couple in Cincinnati, too.
I get what you say. It is a high-risk, high-reward season. I just don't, I don't get why you have to raise the blood pressure by worrying about something that may or may not happen. If it happens...
Because there's a high likelihood of happening.
If it happens, it happens. But if it doesn't happen...
Then you're a playoff team.
Then you're not worrying about...
Then you're a playoff team.
And that's why I'm saying, why worry about something that may not happen?
Okay, but the chances of it happening are like 75% to 80%.
Just don't worry about it and play football.
I'm not worrying about it.
No,
I'm just trying to show some reality.
I'm not a Vikings fan.
I'm speaking to Vikings.
Because in week six here, when Sam Bradford goes down with an injury after he gets sacked, then I'm going to say, hey, Ricky, remember what I said? If he gets injured, it's I would take the bet that Sam Bradford gets injured. I would take that bet.
Ricky, money on this? Are you?
I'm not going to say that he's going to go 16 games because there's always
a
chance of injury. Well, there's a chance. I could walk out of the studio today and fucking get injured. I could trip on a rock.
Well, I mean, you don't need to trip on a rock.
You
could just take a couple steps and drop an ACL and MCL and whole thing. You pull a Teddy.
You could get injured doing anything. And I go back to Teddy Bridgewater. Blew out his knee. Never had a knee injury in his life. Blows out his knee on a non-contact.
So now you got
injury.
A guy who's been injured 6 times in his short career, and you're hoping that stays healthy.
I'm
going to
put it this way:
playoffs.
Maybe it's the Cubs fan in
Good
me.
Luck.
Maybe it's the Cubs
when
fan in me.
When was the last
me.
Time the Cubs won World Series?
Fucking shut up and let me finish.
Ooh. Okay.
Maybe it's the Cubs fan in me. I've always said with them, in Theo I trust. Haven't had a complaint about Mike Zimmer since he stepped on board. I'm going to fucking put my trust in Mike Zimmer.
This isn't a problem, Mike Zimmer.
Mike
Zimmer didn't make this move.
I'm putting a trust in that he can work
with
his
guy. Mike Zimmer's not the trainer. Mike Zimmer's not Sam Bradford's left knee.
I am putting my trust that Mike Zimmer can make this work.
I'll put my trust in Mike Zimmer. Yeah. I'm not putting my trust in Sam Bradford's left knee, though.
I think this is
I'm not putting it in his shoulder.
I think we're back to being a playoff team, and hey, if we win the Super Bowl, that'd be great, but I'm still picking the Cardinals.
Anyways, I think what we're getting out of this, Eagles are a winner no matter what. Vikings are a winner.
They've got
Sam
potential
Bradford
to win. Eagle,
the only way they're a loser is if they dud on the draft pick.
No, they... Well, okay.
They dud on the draft pick, that's the
but
only way
But you still got value.
Lose.
You still got value.
No, but that's... if the only way they're losing is if they just fucking fuck that draft pick all over and don't draft someone good.
I think it's more of... even if... I don't even know about that, because you got rid of a guy who didn't even want to be in your team and wouldn't even be your starter. So I think it's you win no matter what. It's a smart trade no matter what. If you look back and you're like, oh, why'd they make that trade? It's more of why'd they pick that guy. But yeah. I still think they win the trade.
I think that, like... Vikings, high risk, high reward. I think it'll work out for us in the end. Eagles, it's clear. You guys are a winner. We didn't have to talk much about you. This is where you guys come in. Let us know down below what you guys think. Vikings fans, Eagle fans, I want to hear from you guys. Vikings fans the most, because I'm one of you guys. I want to know what you guys think. How many of you don't like that we gave up the first round pick, even though I'm saying, fuck it, whatever. We can't let this season go by and be a wash. But before I sign things off, Sean, you got one last thing you want to say.
Also, in the comments below, tell us what week Sam Bradford would get injured.
Hey, we can put predictions on that. I just think that it's going to be... I'm looking for the optimistic
week six
season for the Vikings. I want to thank you guys for listening to this special full podcast almost. We went 35 or so minutes on this. Great conversation. Let us know what you think down below. For Ricky, Dave, Sean, the onside kick, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter @MostValuablePod for more great podcasts.